The circuit-riding preacher used to ride across the land with a rifle on his saddle and a Bible in his hand. He told the prairie people all about the promised land as he went riding, singing down the trail.
Good Monday evening and welcome to Living by the Sword with Pastor Sam and the Gospel Gunslingers, coming at you from exile, from the Badlands beyond the Rio Grande, from cartel country. Can you smell the cordite? Can you hear the rat-a-tat-tat? Revolution is in the air. I remember Yosemite Sam was cashing in his gold dust and he pulled his pistols and said, "You better get your thumb off of that scale or I'll blow it off." Now we got people counting our votes with their thumb on the scale with a false weight and a false measure. The Lord God Almighty is angry about it, and me, I'm a little angry too. Now Texas Governor Abbott sends tanks to the border after threatening to send gunboats as Republican invokes invasion clause to deal with migrants flooding over border, reads the Daily Mail headline. That is, of course, talking about putting tanks on the U.S.-Mexico border and gunboats on the Rio Bravo. That's the Rio Grande for you gringos. There is a massive mountain of information behind this story and a pile of dirty laundry in between the half-truths. And right here on Pastor Sam's Latin America War Report and Migrant Invasion News, I'm going to give you the skinny. Governor Abbott just won his re-election, and while I'm not going to cast any doubt on his election, his primary was extremely dubious. And so when the people of Texas were then offered the clear communist Beto O'Rourke, Robert Francis O'Rourke, the fake Mexican, or conservative Greg Abbott, of course the vote swung Republican. So Greg Abbott is resting on his laurels, confident that he has another term as governor, in which he will probably join the raging pack of rhinos, a herd of rhinos, including Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, which is joining forces to maraud against Donald J. Trump in his recently announced 2024 presidential run. So Governor Abbott's plan A is to wheel his way to Washington. I know I'm not supposed to make fun of him, porque tiene discapacidad. But I'm just going to say it. Greg Abbott is both limp-wristed and weak-kneed. He won't stand up to government overreach and excessive growth of government. He won't roll that back like Ronald Reagan did. No, he's going to roll all over you and your rights. But first, he's going to act like he's got a strong hand and he's going to be tough on crime and tough on border issues, that he's going to do what Trump wouldn't do, what nobody else would do in Washington or in Texas. His plan B is to hamstring Texas secession if indeed there is a fracturing of the Union. But while he's posturing for all that, he's right there next to the Bush crime family. And this is who's been running drugs and running migrants across the Texas border on both sides. Former special agent in charge, Ted Gunderson, wrote that Bill Barr, who we all said was a rhino when Trump wanted to appoint him to a cabinet position, and we were right. Gunderson wrote that it was Bill Barr who went to Arkansas and fingered, or they say tapped, Bill Clinton, saying that he was going to get his dream job, that he was going to get the opportunity to go to the White House under what the Mexicans call el dedazo. He was the chosen successor. If true, how important does that make your vote at the polls? He also said that Bill Barr, in accord and following the orders of CIA Director Colby, would be moving the drug and gun operation out of Mena, Arkansas, with Barry Seal, and moving it to Mexico, because in Arkansas, everyone kept taking more than their cut that was agreed to. So according to the ex-special agent in charge, who had 700 FBI agents working under his command, this was the conception of the Mexican drug cartels. This is how they began, as pinch hitters to the already established and now widely known MENA drug and gun running operation, which eventually involved all of Iran-Contra. So other than Greg Abbott, who's the most powerful official in all of Texas? Probably Jeb Bush's boy, George P. Bush, the Texas Land Commissioner. This is an ancient office from back in the days of cattle drives and stagecoaches. And today it's extremely powerful, controls a lot having to do with oil and with disasters and handles the state's disaster budget. This is George P. Bush. More on him later. At present, Governor Greg Abbott is at the helm in Texas, and he has to solve a huge problem for the Bush crime family if all the trafficking of people and narcotics is going to continue. And here's the problem. He lost his good buddy on October the 1st across the Rio Bravo in Tamaulipas State, the corrupt Governor Francisco Cabeza de Vaca. Now, his whereabouts are unknown right now. I'd say he's probably hiding out in Texas. The meme was out before his term ran out, and his immunity to prosecution with it, Tejas o Rejas, meaning he had to either flee to Texas or he would go to jail. 7 weeks after his term ended, he has not been seen and his whereabouts are unknown. And the two biggest associates of his in Texas are Governor Greg Abbott and Texas Land Commissioner George P. Bush. Is there maybe a golden triangle between these three? You know who else is buddies with him? It's U.S. Ambassador to Mexico, Ken Salazar. You wonder why the Mexican military keeps him under surveillance. And one more just while we're on the subject, Texas Agricultural Commissioner Sid Miller. He's also clearly a rhino who really tried to ride Trump's coattails to Washington. It didn't happen, and he's in Texas to this day. So you know what happened early last week before Greg Abbott decided he would fortify the Texas-Mexico border? The governor of Tamaulipas State, Americo Villarreal, decided that he would fortify the southern side of the Texas-Mexico border, that he would take steps to cut off these narcotics and human trafficking corridors. He unveiled La Guardia Estatal, the state guard, and sent out 40 new patrol cars. And 13 of them are in Nuevo Laredo, one of the very biggest entry points for drugs, guns, and people both ways across the Mexican border. And what does this mean? Yes, Governor Dr. Americo is not only establishing and fortifying the border with a real police force that's going to do their job, but he's dismantling the Tamaulipas State Police, a massive military force that was built, I believe, with Merida Initiative money, which we know Governor Cabeza de Vaca, as governor-elect, went and asked Sid Miller and George P. Bush for. Near the end of his term, he met with Greg Abbott, and they signed an agreement. Oh, we're both going to really cut down the trafficking. But then, what do we see? Increase, increase, increase. Now I'm going to tell you how they're going to spin it. They're going to say, oh, Dr. Americo is a member of Andres Manuel López Obrador's Morena Party. This is socialism. This is communism. We have a communist regime right on the border. None of that's true. Andres Manuel is center-left, and this party is rebuilding Mexico's infrastructure, fortifying the military and fortifying the border, and getting rid of these ne'er-do-goods that had been in charge of border affairs. The reality is that there's a new sheriff in town in Dr. Americo Villarreal. Further, these are not really army tanks that Governor Abbott is sending to the border. It's a light armored personnel carrier. It is a tracked vehicle, and it'll sure run over a cactus that gets in its way. But you know what? It's been in service for 62 years. Wow, and my girl thinks I'm old. The Taliban figured out that they could not only penetrate it with the old school RPG-7 that's all over the world in the hands of guerrillas and in the cartels, but that ancient weapon was capable of breaching the hull and would often set fire to the aluminum armor of the M113, and they would burn down in the battlefield like the mag wheels on an old hot rod Nova. I don't mean to malign the Texas military department in any way, especially for doing what they should have done a long time ago. I just don't like to see our boys used as political pawns, and I don't like to see them sent into a fight with one hand tied behind their back. Clean out Fort Bliss for some real armor. Clean out Fort Hood. Get some Apache gunships with forward-looking infrared. But the time to really do that and to send a Hellfire missile into the convoy of the criminal drug dealer Francisco Cabeza de Vaca is already past. You know, Andres Manuel would have given that operation the green light, I believe. The adjutant general, the head of the Texas State Guard, is Major General Thomas Swelzer. Major General Swelzer, I would like for you to consider your oath to protect Texas against enemies foreign and domestic. And even though you are an appointee of the governor, I would like you to consider that he is the head drug dealer. And definitely on the other side of the Rio Bravo, the governor was the head drug dealer up till 7 weeks ago. So now that problem is solved, you guys are being sent in after the fact with a tenth of what you need. And Major General Swell, sir, I advise that you reach across the Rio Bravo to your contemporary, the head of the Tamaulipas State Guard, La Guardia Estatal de Tamaulipas. It's only been in existence for less than a week. If the two of you got together, you could get rid of all the red tape and inhibitions of upper management and really get something done. Oh, and one more thing about those APCs, they're amphibious. You could just churn right across the river. In Korea, Kim Jong-un launched another missile, this time a ballistic missile of intercontinental range, greatly upping the ante, as it appears able to reach all of Europe and all of the United States, the only part of the globe being out of range, South America. Kim Jong's wife was present at the test launch site, as was his daughter, who was photographed for the very first time. The tyrants of Brazil would really like for the protesters to run out of steam and go home and go back to work, but they have prepared to be in the streets for a very long time. Many Bolsonaro allies, like many Trump allies, people that these presidents stood up for, stumped for, campaigned for, and endorsed, got elected and then stabbed their leaders in the back and immediately congratulated the opposition. This has been a gut punch to the future of a free Brazil. Nevertheless, the protests are not losing steam, but are digging in and gaining ground. Even in New York City, a huge crowd assembling and chanting, "Lula, you thief, you belong in prison." Here it is. Beautiful music, isn't it? Saturday night, the little blue bird held an olive branch in her beak as Elon Musk, Twitter chairman, invited Donald J. Trump to return to the platform. Because Donald J. Trump owns Truth Social, a competitor to Twitter, and has been trying to take that platform public, there's a lot of accusation that the SEC, Securities Exchange Commission, may get involved. The problem is the SEC is just like the FBI, a totally corrupt, weaponized organ of the deep state. You know who's the director of enforcement at the SEC? Melissa Hodgman. That's Peter Strzok's girlfriend, if the rumors are true. And where does she hail from? Georgetown Law School, the Jesuit university that has been hammering free speech and launching legal battles one after another against InfoWars and Alex Jones. You know who else works for the SEC, or actually heads it? Get this. You know this outfit called FTX is melting down around the world, and it may be the biggest Ponzi scheme in the history of the globe. And the head of it is CEO Sam Bankman-Fried. His girlfriend is Caroline Ellison. Ms. Ellison's father is a professor at MIT who taught alongside the current head of the SEC, Gary Gensler. While he was at MIT, Gary Gensler was also the CFO of Hillary Clinton's 2016 presidential campaign. Amazing what a small world it is when you get into the pedophile elite. But wait, there's more. The Republicans are in on this too. Yes, Mitch McConnell's PAC, the Senate Leadership Fund, received $2.5 million from FTX. The Securities Exchange Commission is wholly corrupt, wholly subverted, and weaponized, just like the FBI and the CIA in Washington, D.C., and I undust my feet against them all. The battle continues over the governorship of Arizona, another state that borders Mexico. Republican Carrie Lake is behind in the count, but Fox News reports Arizona Attorney General's office demands answers to myriad voting issues in Maricopa County. And it also appears that Katie Hobbs, Carrie Lake's Democratic competitor, violated ARS Section 38-503. Any public officer or employee who has a substantial interest in any decision of a public agency shall refrain from participating in any matter as an officer or employee in such decision. Katie Hobbs continued to oversee the election, even though she was counting votes for and against herself. Finally, this from Radio Havana, Cuba. The Sao Paulo Forum, Foro de Sao Paulo, is openly boasting about how many elections they have recently turned left. Out of Caracas, November 21st, today, During the sessions of the working group, experiences on the electoral victories of the peoples of Bolivia, Honduras, Peru, Chile, Colombia, and Brazil were socialized. Leftist boasting, and with enough Chinese money, with enough dirty tricks, and enough fuzzy math, why wouldn't they succeed? Of course, the left is not monolithic. The victory of Gustavo Petro in Colombia may be a very good thing, getting away from a corrupt neoliberalist international banking-based Washington puppet in the last presidency of Iván Duque to a center-left candidate whom, by the way, the communists are raging against, demonstrating against. The FARC may even take off the mask of a political organization and go back to their revolutionary roots. There is such displeasure with Gustavo Petro. So he may be, in the likes of Andrés Manuel, a true people's president that will take his country to development and freedom. Argentina and Chile are starting to see backlash from the populations against those leftist regimes, even as Cristina Fernández de Kirchner is weighing carefully another presidential run. There's pushback also in Bolivia, and the contests in Brazil and in the United States. The dust is far from settled. There may be declarations of victory, but there is no public acceptance of that. And so really, that leaves the Sao Paulo Forum with only Honduras as a clear victory for the left. And with that, we're going to go to our Bible verse. Who are you going to follow? Who will you obey or disobey? But they feared the multitude. The Pharisees feared the multitude. Do you understand they were trying to make an arrest? But they couldn't do it because they feared the multitude. They wanted to bust the Lord Jesus. I'm Pastor Sam. This is your GospelGunslingers.com Bible verse of the day. Matthew 21:45-46. And when the chief priests and Pharisees had heard his parables, they perceived that he spake of them. See, the Lord Jesus was talking against the established religious and political order of the day. Hey, just like Pastor Sam does from exile. He was condemning the political order of the day. 46. But when they sought to lay hands on him, that is, arrest him, when they sought to lay hands on him, they feared the multitude because they took him for a prophet. Yes, you hear all these stories about how, and I'm talking well-established newscasters and commentators, and they will tell you about this alchemical process where political power passes from this person to that person. And that is not the concept of self-government that occurs in the Western world, and especially in the Americas, but even post-Magna Carta in Britain, there was a subjection of the monarchs to the will of the people. The people could obey them, or they could disobey them. And when the people really get ticked off, they would rather die than obey them. So I want you to consider that there is no alchemical process. There is no waving of the wand. All of that is symbolic. The bottom line is, who do the people follow? Who do the people follow? It does not matter who counts the votes. What matters is who the voters will follow, who the people will follow. So let's look at Haiti. Senator Joseph Lambert, the head of the Senate. There's supposed to be 30 senators. There's only 10 because of all the disaster that has taken place. President Moise was assassinated, probably by U.S. deep state CIA interests. And by the way, he is one of a few presidents in the world who refused to mandate the shot. So, in that nation, Joseph Lambert's called a drug dealer because the people follow him. And what about the resistance leader, the armed leader, Jimmy Barbecue Cherizier? Now, they call him a gang leader. He was a police officer. And you know what? He was very close to President Moise. And you know what the United Nations cannot stand? That's the person in Haiti that the multitudes choose to follow. Who will you choose to follow? In the West, we have a great and glorious history of civil disobedience. It's what made us mighty nations. Me, I just don't think I'll go back to the yoke for a crueler and crueler whip-bearing taskmaster. I just don't think I'll do it. It's just not an option at this point. They've already taken everything. Where do we draw the line? When they take your kids? When they sexualize your kids? When they put a tyrant over you and they tell you he won? Who was the cowboy who famously quipped, "Don't piss down my back and tell me it's raining"? Maybe it was Clint Eastwood portraying the outlaw Josie Wales. I'm going to spin you some rock and roll tonight. It is a classic from 1976, Thin Lizzy, Jailbreak. See, me and the boys, we don't like it, so we're getting up and going down. Yeah, recently the rapper said it's guaranteed to go down. In the club, it's going down. Anywhere we meet, it's guaranteed to go down. But I want you to really think about what this band said, what this great African-American patriot said so long ago, decades ago, when I was just a young fella. A whippersnapper who had no idea that someday he'd have to grow up and be a mustachioed revolutionary and fight to survive. Well, here's what they say. Tonight there's gonna be trouble. Some of us won't survive. See, the boys and me mean business. Busting out, dead or alive. Are you gonna bust out, dead or alive? Here's another good one. If you see us coming, I think it's best to move away. Do you hear what I say? Yeah, did you hear the news in Ukraine? They've been advised to flee the country for the winter, because the Russian army is going to roll in and there's no fuel. Tonight there's going to be a jailbreak, so woman, stay with a friend. Tonight there's going to be trouble, so woman, stay with a friend. You know who that reminds me of? Whitney Webb. I just came across her work, a great American and an expat living in Chile, writing in Chile, and writing about the conspiracy of the world. Her new book is out, One Nation Under Blackmail. It sounds really good. I haven't gotten a hold of a copy. Hey, Whitney, why don't you sign one for me to Sam and send it to me? I really want to get into that two-volume series, and it seems like she's done an excellent work on the Epstein case, which, by the way, new names were released. The brother of the Illinois governor, among others. I caught Whitney's interview with Glenn Beck on The Blaze, which he said is probably the most important show that he has ever done, is his interview with Whitney. And she's just done a fantastic job of putting together all the pieces of the military-industrial complex, the intelligence complex that has gotten then in with the mob, in with the Vatican, in with, sadly, child abuse networks and prostitution networks to include underage victims. So this is what we're trying to take back our nations from. So Whitney, please send me a copy. My address is on gospelgunslingers.com, or please get a pencil out if you're in the listening audience, and I will give you my mailing address. I love to hear from people out there, and this signal is going all the way to the Punta Arenas area, home of Whitney Webb. Someone who has been wise enough and had the foresight to observe that we could not continue to report the truth in the United States of America. We cannot continue to live peaceably in the United States of America. Our law enforcement has been totally weaponized, and those of us who practice dissent, even peaceably, we are hunted, and we're very thankful for the nations of our adopted homes. Okay, let's crank up the rock and roll. Fair use for news and commentary on all of our clips. Here is Thin Lizzy.
Tonight there's gonna be a jailbreak somewhere in this town. See, me and the boys, we don't like it, so we're getting up and going down. High and low, looking right to left. If you see us coming, I think it's best to move away. Do you hear what I say from under my breath?
Tonight there's gonna be a jailbreak. Tonight there's gonna
boys and me mean business, busting out dead or alive. I can hear the hound dogs on my trail. All hell breaks loose, alarm and sirens wail. Like the game, if you lose, go to jail.
Outside the law, it is commonly understood that there are certain guidelines, certain rules, which must be observed. Otherwise, what you have is anarchy. When the rules are broken in the House of Paris, the machine breaks down. Discipline must be enforced. Order must be restored. In my house, there has been a transgression.
Who could be that stupid?
It gets worse in this particular case. The transgression is personal. Some dolt, some less than senseless thing has decided to come to my house and...
Hey, your boss, what's this got to do with me?
I want to know what you would do to that son of a jackal.
Me? I would...
What would you do to someone who decided to quit you in your own house?
I'll bust some caps!
Bust some caps!
Give this man a gold star. It is you.
It is you that I'm putting in charge of this whole operation. It is you who must go forth.
Get your pencil, I'll give you my address. By the way, that was Lou Diamond Phillips, one of the great Latino actors of American cinema, in the big hit from 1998, my ex-wife's favorite movie. She used to dream of freedom, but she went back to mommy, back to communism, back to the world. Pastor Sam Honnold, 7107 South Yale Avenue, number 434, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74136. Gotta go.
The circuit riding preacher used to ride across the land with a rifle on his saddle and a Bible in his hand. He told the prairie people all about the promised land as he went riding, singing down the trail.